supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Dan, what are researchers learning in terms of how to talk about obesity with children and how not to talk about it?
Yeah, let's start there, Mike, and how not to talk about it. You don't use the word obese when you're talking to children, and you have to come across with compassion. You know, these children know they're overweight, and they already feel ashamed about it. So, you know, to lecture a child, we know now that it just adds to the shame, and it helps create a pattern of eating to manage your emotions.
And shame doesn't motivate positive behavior change.
Very, very rarely. Certainly not with these kids. They already feel ashamed. They know it by the way their peers treat them also. You know, these kids are bullied terribly, and this is one area of bullying where the stigma hasn't come out yet publicly. Somehow in our culture, it's okay to be prejudiced towards people who are overweight or even obese.
So how should physicians address this issue? It's an important one. It has to come up.
First of all, be mindful of your own prejudice. Second of all, you're sitting in front of a kid who's suffering. You care for them. You comfort them. You want to talk to the child and ask if they're uncomfortable with their weight. And then it becomes we. What can we do together to help you here?
What about families? This topic tends to come up all the time around the holidays, where we judge each other based on our eating habits and how much weight we've gained.
You know, part of the problem here is these kids are overweight, they're being shamed by their doctors, they're being shamed by their peers, and many of them are shamed by their parents. And look at the TV they're watching. What are the commercials about? They're all about junk food and how happy they're going to make and how the cool kids eat junk food. You know, so parents here, Mike, and really have to be helpful. Do not shame your child because of your own anxiety. You know, manage your own anxiety. Care for your child. And modify what you make for dinner or what they eat. Please be supportive of your child and reinforce when they're doing something good for themselves. Reinforce that. Say, I'm proud of you.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Mike. And